When I was a Boy Scout, they taught us how to use a compass and to read a map to find our way in the woods. Finding our way through the maze of life today takes an understanding of how to use a spiritual map and compass. That's what this blog and podcast is all about. You're listening to Longitude. It's Friday, August 12, 2005. I'm Darris McNeely. I've often been asked, why the name Longitude? Well, I thought I would take this opportunity to explain the name behind the blog and podcast, Longitude, that appears on our World News and Prophecy online site. The story goes back to a book that I read a few years ago entitled Longitude, which told the story of how exactly it came to be that the sailors and travelers, mariners especially, had the ability, gained the knowledge, to measure their longitude on the globe and on the face of this earth. You see, for centuries, sailors could determine their latitude. Latitude is merely the east and west lines of measurement along the globe. But they could not determine their longitude, that is, the north to south poles, and where they were on that particular point of measurement. And without that critical piece of knowledge, they could wander off course and easily lose their way. In fact, many did. We all know and are familiar with the story of Christopher Columbus, who set off in 1492, thinking that he would be able to find a passage to China as he sailed to the west. And Columbus wound up, of course, landing on an island that is today part of the Bahamas, and is credited with being the traditional discoverer of America. Well, Columbus merely lost his way. He got off course because he didn't really know what his latitude was. He knew what his latitude was. He didn't know his longitude. And because sailors in that time had to basically sail by what they called dead reckoning, he eventually wandered off course. And luckily, he hit an island in the Bahamas, and the rest is history. But that's a story just to illustrate exactly the problem that sailors especially had as they set off in their ships during that for centuries. Well, this came to a head in the 18th century in England when a carpenter by the name of John Harrison won an extensive contest that included the prize for the ability to build a timepiece, an accurate timepiece, that would enable mariners to determine their place along the north and south lines that we call longitude. Now, longitude is very simply determined by knowing the time at noon of two distinct locations, location A and location B. And that's easy to determine in one sense by the shadows or wherever a person may be. And the second piece of information that has to be known is the time difference between those two locations with a sufficient accuracy. Now, knowing the knowledge of the length of the circumference of Earth then yields the longitude. What it boils down to is 1 hour of difference in time equals 15 degrees of longitude separation. So when they knew the time of noon at point A and point B, then that determination could be made. Well, John Harrison built a chronometer that enabled a sailor on a ship over the waves and the oceans to keep an accurate time. And when he was able to do that, then by establishing one place on the face of the earth that became what is known as the prime meridian, the place where noon was measured from, and in this case, since it was in England where the contest was held and it was an Englishman who won the contest, Greenwich, England became the place where the prime meridian was established for the point of determining longitude. And of course, whether you go from east to west from that, then with the knowledge of the where noon is in both locations, both Greenwich and where you are, then you can figure very easily where your longitude is. So with that knowledge, a mariner then can determine his exact position on the earth. A traveler can know where they are and how to get to their destination. So how does this bring us into, again, to the title of this blog and this podcast? And again, how does it apply here? Well, you know, today it's very hard to find our way in this world through all of the competing ideas of religion, philosophy, or various lifestyles that are out there in the marketplace for our choosing. For a person to be able to really come to truly understand their purpose in life and their place. Everyone's looking for knowledge and understanding of who they are and where they're going. In short, everyone, you and I, want to know our purpose in life and that it has meaning and that we know where we are going and that it has some measure and opportunity for determining success. Well, this website is part of a larger work whose purpose is to help you find your purpose and to help you achieve that purpose. In other words, to get to your destination. And we believe that destination is a spiritual one. We believe that the purpose of life is found in the pages of the Bible and that God clearly shows us the way to live our life with real meaning and purpose. We feel the Bible offers the roadmap to guide us along the paths of life. And sometimes we just need that little extra help to properly focus and to read the roadmap. And that's what this blog and podcast is all about. I've gone to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 6 and verse 16, for a scriptural emphasis on this whole point here that it really comes from the life and the teaching of Jeremiah that shows that he, too, understood this principle as he went about his job of helping the people of his day, his countrymen and his neighbors, to find out who they were and where they were going and to help them to get back on the right track because they'd lost their way. They didn't know where they were. They didn't know who they were. They surely didn't know where they were going. In Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16, we find where Jeremiah repeats and echoes the words of God as he says this. He says, "Stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls." So Jeremiah preached a message, and he said, "Stand in the ways and see, ask for the old paths." The people of his time had lost their way. They had forgotten who they were, that they were a people of God, having been placed in their land for a specific purpose and a specific destiny. They'd lost sight of that. They had begun to worship other ideas. They had abandoned the principles that founded their nation. They had lost sight of their God. They did not know who they were as a people. They did not know their God, and they certainly did not know where they were going. And Jeremiah had been raised up as a prophet to stand and to help them to find their way back. And he said, "Find and ask for the old ways, for the old paths, which," he said, "is a good way, and to walk in it." What Jeremiah put before the people was the way of life that was based upon an agreement that their ancestors had made with God. It was based upon God's eternal laws and spiritual principles that are found throughout the scriptures. They had forgotten that. They had abandoned those. They thought they had a better idea and a better way. Well, it had caused them a great deal of problems and pain, and there wasn't a lot of happiness in the land. God had sent Jeremiah to help them to get back on the right track. And, of course, there was a warning with that, that if they didn't, that they were going to suffer continual consequences for their wrong actions and their bad decisions. And Jeremiah was basically helping them to find the way back so that they could find rest for their souls, as it says here. In other words, contentment, peace, happiness, productive lives, meaning, based on the right knowledge and understanding of God's purpose and plan and how to live this life. That's what he wanted them to get back to. And it's certainly rooted in the principles of the Bible and the Word and the law of God. And so Jeremiah had that as his role and his responsibility. Now, let's get back to, again, our Longitude blog and podcast and all a part of this larger World News and Prophecy online website, which is a part of a publication and a larger work. This site is all about world news and Bible prophecy. But it's different from others. You know, we look at prophecy as more than trying to figure out a puzzle and making predictions about the end of time and the apocalypse. We feel that Bible prophecy also applies to life today and the decisions we make that determine success or failure or happiness or sorrow. The role of a prophet such as Jeremiah was to stand and tell his countrymen where they had strayed from the righteous life and how they could find their way back to the right way of life. And that's what this approach to prophecy is all about, is that we have taken in World News and Prophecy, WNP Online, and Longitude, the blog and podcast. Now, this section in Jeremiah also shows that people don't always want to hear the hard sayings. They don't always want to hear that their way perhaps is wrong and needs to be corrected, that they need to make some changes. In other words, they need to repent. That's not a popular message today. People always want to hear just a too often they want to hear just a message that makes them feel good and to be accepted. Well, we all want to feel good and we all want to be accepted, but there's a right way to go about that. And the sooner we can align ourselves with the laws and the principles and the teachings of the Word of God, the better we can be accepted by the one whose acceptance really counts, and that's God himself. And the real true happiness, that is a lasting happiness and peace among ourselves, can be achieved. And that's why we use God's word as a guidebook, as a compass, to navigate this world as a sure path of faith. God said through the prophet Jeremiah, he said, "Stand in the ways and see and ask for the old paths, where the good way is, and walk in it, then you'll find rest for your souls." We believe that biblical truth provides a foundation for that grid work for our lives and for our actions, the overlay which is like the lines of longitude on a globe. Biblical truth and direction marks our place in life, and it gives it meaning and purpose. We believe that longitude will help you chart a proper course for your life in today's world, and to help you always know where you are and where you are going. And that's why we've chosen the name Longitude for this blog and podcast. So I hope you'll always keep listening. For Longitude, I'm Darris McNeely.